And we're coming live to you right now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Come and thank the Lord for our speaker, Anna McCoy.
Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you.
Our countdown.
That's really not my resume. It just sounds good. How you doing, ladies? You know you're loved and appreciated. Yeah, that was an old resume.
Come and thank the Lord. Come and thank the Lord.
Anna McCoy.
Come and thank the Lord for our speaker, Anna McCoy.
That's really not my resume. It just sounds good. How you doing, ladies?
Come and thank the Lord for our speaker, Anna McCoy.
Yeah, that was an old resume.
Thank you.
Well, we're not sure what happened today.
That's really not my resume. It just sounds good.
For Anna McCoy.
How you doing, ladies? You know you're loved and appreciated. Yeah, that was an old resume. Our company now has grown to a $470 million company. Soon to be, give us about 3 years, we'll be a billion-dollar company. We're already on the road to that.
Not my resume.
But the beautiful thing about that, you know that we are kingdompreneurs. That is a term that we have coined because we are people that believe in doing business so that we can do kingdom business. And so the very purpose and the reason why I'm here today is out of the overflow of our business allows me to do many of the things that I do around the country just to fulfill my dream and vision, my purpose, and the plan that God has for me. Now, I'm having a little trouble with this sound. I'm hearing feedback or something. You know, y'all, it takes a little bit for me to stay focused. So see if you can get that together for me so I can stay focused. But let me tell you, the one thing that I'm going to talk to you ladies about today, whoo, I was excited when I got it, too. Hold up, hold up. Let me tell you. Look, I got all kind of stuff up here. Because I couldn't decide what can I talk to you about as it relates to developing your maximum. First things first, though, ladies. You know I got to get this out of the way for any of you who've heard me before. I got to tell you about my sweetheart. You know I got to get that out of the way so I can stay focused. See, it is so important for you to understand that I never stand alone. Number one, we were invited here together. He, unfortunately, this weekend, every year for the last 7 years, he has joined together with about 20 other leaders, business leaders, I mean major leaders in this country, African-American leaders, like Dick Parsons. He's the CEO of Time Warner. Ken Chenault, CEO of American Express. All of them are golfers. So that's what he's doing. That's why he couldn't come speak to you today. I just talked to Dick Parsons on my way over here, and he says, how's my preacher lady? I said, I'm going to get him this morning. I'm going. He said, girl, what did you put in your cereal? I said, nothing. I don't need anything but the Holy Ghost. But do you know, I want you all to put him on your list. Ken Chenault, all of these men are godly men.
All right. This is Anna McCoy. We were trying to figure out what in the world happened to this show today. So, oh my God, when you get started on this, it's going to be a mess. So by the time you got to us, we're talking about, we're talking about brand new attitude today, and we got a little stump there, but we're going to make this show work for the rest of the day. So, or the rest of our hour with you, you're listening to Anna the Real McCoy with my sidekick, Miss Shauna Stallworth. And so one of the things that we want to do is we want to encourage you today. I wanted to, before we move to our next subject matter for this month, I want to talk about brand new attitude and really get into what is attitude all about. You know, Mark Anderson said, attitude is the invisible line between mediocrity and excellence. So we're going to start there. When we talk about our attitude, one of the things I'm so passionate about is having a great attitude. And it doesn't matter what's going on in your life, Shauna, that a person should be a person who have, first of all, you've got to embrace this idea that my attitude is really a mental construct in my mind. It really isn't, it isn't who I am. It's a byproduct of how I'm thinking and also how I am being impacted by things that are happening in my life. And one of the things, and we're talking about brand new attitude today, And one of the things that I write in the book, Woman Act Now, is that your attitude is the external reflection of your inward thoughts, beliefs, feelings, and feelings towards a person, an object, or an ideology. And the reason why I talk about that is this, is if you cannot reflect, you have to begin to become a person who is a master of your emotions. When you become that person who will master your emotions, then you will be able to master that reflection that you give to the world when it comes to your attitude. So what do you think about that?
Well, I agree, and I just want to add this little bit here. I don't know if you remember, but at we have monthly Woman Act Now meetings, and at our past Woman Act Now meeting, you were sharing with the ladies that you say every day, if someone were to come up to you and say, "Hey, Coach Anna, how you doing today?"
Mm-hmm.
And your words to them would be, "Oh, I am excellent."
Yes.
And one of the ladies came back and she said, "Well, what if you're really not excellent? What if
yes.
you're not having a very good day?" And you began to question her. So tell us a little bit about that. You questioned her and said, "Well, what is a not so good day? Is it a not so good moment, or is it a not so good day?" So why don't you share with our listeners? I think that was a great analogy how you shared that, and I think they'd love to hear about that today.
Well, one of the things that I like to live, I like to live in the moment, and I believe a part of mastering your emotions is being able to live in your moment. And one of the things that we shared with this young lady is that, are you having a bad day? Is your attitude, when we say that, I'm having a bad day, what we have chosen is I have a bad attitude about everything that's really happened to me today, and it doesn't matter what's going to happen to me in the future moments of my day, I'm going to carry this same hurt, this same experience throughout the rest of my day. And that's really the attitude that we began to embrace. So my suggestion to her was that, are you embracing this for your moment, or are you embracing this as it relates to your attitude? And we believe that you certainly embrace it as an attitude. And in order to live in your moment, you have to live moment by moment. I'm not sure if many of you have read the book A New Earth, and I certainly read it. I read it for myself to understand what was all the talk about. And what I walked away that I can contribute as a example of having a great attitude was the story of the two Buddhist monks who were walking along the road. As they were walking on that road, the story goes something like this. They were walking along on the road in a vow of silence, and as they came upon this area, this crossing, it was a very muddy crossing. And one of the things, the two of them were together, and one of the monks, there was a woman there who was trying to cross this muddy area. She could not cross it well, so one of those monks just picked her up and walked across with her. And so as a result of that, they walked for another 4 hours along that road. And as they walked along the road, when they got to their destination, at that moment they could break their vow of silence. And in doing so, in breaking that vow of silence, the other monk, who did not carry the woman across, he looked at his friend and says, "Why did you carry her? You know we're not supposed to do that. Why did you carry her?" And so the monk looked at him. He says, "Oh, I put her down 4 hours ago. I didn't know that you were still carrying her." And so when we talk about attitude of living in your moment, can you imagine that monk walking along the road for the next 4 hours? What was his attitude like? What was he going through in his mind? And remember, I said that your attitude is an external reflection of your inward thoughts, your beliefs, and your feelings towards a person, an object, or an ideology. And guess what? That example actually had all three of those. We had the person, we had the object of another person, and then we also had an ideology or a way of thinking that this monk held to himself that he shaped his attitude about. And when he reached the end of that moment, the end of those 4 hours, at that point he was ready to show his attitude to the other monk. And so again we say is that if you begin to live your life in the sense that this is external, these are external relationships, these are external opportunities, but deal with them on a moment-by-moment case.
That's good, that's good, because what you're sharing with us is to absorb every moment, to be able to take it in, to taste it, to see what it's like, and then once that moment is over, move on. Yes. Don't hold on to it. That's a great way of thinking, Coach Hannah. Great way of thinking.
Well, let me tell you, when we talk about that brand new attitude, it's just so much in our lives, and people are trying to figure, or women are trying to figure out why they cannot be the best. Look at our current situation today. When we look at what's going on in the news when we talk about attitude, if many of you watch both the Democratic National Convention as well as the Republican National Convention, it does not matter which part or where your commitment or your loyalty lies. If you watch Palin's speech last night, what you'll notice is that there was a great attitude about how she delivered her speech. Not that you would agree with everything that she said, but she handled it with poise. If you look at Hillary Clinton and how she communicates in every message, and we have two very capable, strong women, but two very different styles as it relates to attitude. And the way Palin delivered her speech, it had a lot to do with her attitude and her external reflection of how she views things around her. She delivered that speech with poise, with humor, with she was still a lady in the process of really getting her points over. So she came across as very likable. It doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. Let's just look at the evidence. Let's look at the facts. And so as a result of that, it is so important that we began to embrace our attitude. We're going to share with you today a couple of stories about attitude, and we want to, or a couple of scenarios, and how you can begin to shape your attitude. What are you doing? How do you look at certain things, and how your attitude is really that reflection that we've talked about?
That's good. So I see in your book you talked about how your attitude determines your altitude. That's where we're going to be going within as we go further into the conversations on today.
Absolutely. And one of the things I want to make sure that when I talk about your attitude determines your altitude, I'm specifically referring to these cliches about attitude. You've heard them all. You've heard things like you can go only as far as your attitude will take you, or a winning attitude is essential to success, or don't let your bad attitude get the best of you, and so forth. So these are some of those phrases that we often hear. But my question to you as we begin to get into Woman Act now, into this book, and we're talking about your brand new attitude today. If you're listening to us on the radio today on Blog Talk Radio, you can also view us live on Ustream.tv. If you look under Woman Act Now, you'll see Shauna and I. We're doing this show together, but before I moved on to our next subject this month, it was so important to me to talk about this brand new attitude. And I want to take a moment just to welcome our friend Michelle to the show.
Hey, Michelle.
Michelle, we're glad you joined us this week. We missed you last week, and I'm sure we'll have many others who will join us, so welcome to the show. But we're talking about brand new attitude. So let me go back to this whole idea of attitude. When I was writing the book, Woman Act Now, and we were talking and I'm thinking about attitude. In fact, you were there with me when I was writing this particular section, as well as Grandma Dorothy and Jimmy. They were all there, and we were at the Seekers Coffee House in Hearst, Texas. And, you know, I was sitting there thinking, what in the world is attitude? You know, I'm watching people. I'm watching how people are communicating and serving. And what is this thing we call attitude? And, of course, I am convinced that attitude is simply a mental construct of our mind. It's something that we can control our attitude. We can let our attitude go completely out of sorts. But I want you to take a journey with me for a moment. As you're listening to this, I want you to think about something. I want you to take out a sheet of paper, and if you don't have a sheet of paper and you're busy doing multitasking, doing something else, I just want you to think about the answers to these questions that I'm about to ask you. Because I think, too, by the time we finish this segment today, when we're talking about your brand new attitude, we've talked about branding this entire month about how to brand your reputation, brand your image, brand your attitude, brand your power. And today is so important because when I talked about those cliches, this is far beyond just your attitude is essential to your success. It is absolutely essential to you living the best life that you can live when we talk about attitude. So I want you to take a journey with me. Just take out a sheet of paper for a moment, or just think about this question that I'm about to ask you. The first thing that I want you to do is I want you to think about three things, or write three things that immediately come to your mind. And Michelle, if you're on the chat, you can just write those three things to us, and we'll share them with our audience if you'd like to do that. But I just want you to think about three things. So I have Shauna here with me, and Shauna will be my, I'm going to ask her the question. So what are the first things? What are three things that come to your mind when you think of attitude?
When I think of attitude, one thing that I think about is my conduct. Another thing that I think about is my character. And another thing that I think about is my emotion. So my conduct, my character, and my emotion.
All right.
And I can say that if I can just elaborate just
a
little bit.
I don't want you to elaborate just yet. You see, we got to control our guests on this show. So I believe Shauna said conduct.
Yes.
What else?
Character.
Character.
And my emotion.
And emotion. We won't let her elaborate just a second. If you just give me a moment, stay with me. Because, and I see that Michelle, she throws in personality.
Ethical.
Ethical. Wow. What else? Michelle, what else you got? Girl, come on, give me something else. What else you got? Because I know you one of them women who can act in your now and take that 60 seconds. And happy. All right. Now, the next thing I want before we actually elaborate, these are awesome. Before I elaborate on them, I want you to think about or visualize. I need you to see. Now, get that picture and that perception in your mind of seeing the word attitude. Now tell me what you see. Three things you see when we talk about attitude.
I see a young woman with her eyes rolled in the back of her head, rolling her neck.
Okay, give me words like rolled neck. Okay, because I don't want to tell you what I'm doing, but give me another one if there is another. Regal. Okay. Is that so? Michelle says she sees regal.
And I don't care. Unprofessionalism type, I don't care.
Or lack of professionalism. Now, these are things you see when you think of the word, that perception of attitude. And that's why I said that attitude is really amazing to me, is that when you think about it, it's almost like the word attraction. What does that mean, and who can we possibly, has that kind of power based on who you're attracted to, who you're not, but what kind of attitude you might have against or for someone. And Michelle also says, I see positive. Okay. Now, the reason why I ask those questions, and again, you know, these are the type of things that are going to be, that are actually in the book, Woman Act Now, that's coming out January the 15th, and I am so excited. We are going to start doing a tour around this country to actually empower and challenge and educate women with questions just like this so that we can really begin to shape what? Our attitudes, our branding, our reputation, and really succeed much farther in life than we've been able to do. So when we think about those words, let's go back. You remember I said that your attitude, let me repeat what I believe attitude is, that attitude is the external reflection of your inward thoughts, your beliefs, and your feelings towards a person, an object, or an ideology. Okay? So now the words that we've described are coming from our beliefs. They're coming from our thoughts. When I said, what are those words? You guys gave me conduct, character, emotions, persuasiveness, a rolled neck, regal. All of those are coming out of our experiences with this word attitude.
Wow.
And I talk about, you know, you can always tell, I can't really say you can always tell, but you get this sense of the being of a person first by the detection of the attitude.
Yes.
And if you see anything that looks like a previous experience that you've had with a bad attitude or a good attitude, then you're drawn to that person.
Yes.
So when we think about this with our mind and we're thinking about these words, Do any of them describe how you perceive your personal attitude? The words you chose, were they words that came out of the perception of your attitude? Now, if you were watching us, you would see that Shauna's head is nodding. It's nodding, and she's letting us know that absolutely. So tell me about this, Shauna. When I asked you this question, do any of them describe how you perceive your personal attitude?
Well, as it relates to the rolled neck, I can say that I have done that before. I may not be proud of it, but I have done that before. If I was upset or if I was angry or if I didn't feel like I was being treated fairly, I probably did some of those things. And as it relates to, let's see, what else?
Your conduct, character, and emotion.
Now, as it relates to my conduct, my attitude as it relates to my conduct, I can say, has really changed over the years, and especially when I've been able to come under the teachings of Coach Anna and just being in relationship with her and all of those things, they actually really helped me begin to look at me. Because I am a Christian, and I read the Bible, and, you know, you practice the fruits of the Spirit, but then when you are able to put those things into forms where you can bring them home to you in words that you can really begin to see and to listen to and to invite in, it's really helpful for you, because then what you start doing is you start looking at yourself and how you're responding and what type of conduct, what type of attitude do you have, because what you want to do is you want to project something better. You want to be positive more. You want to begin to speak better words, and you want to begin to focus and understand what's going on with you. And when you start talking about your emotions, well, I'll back up. When you start talking about your character, to me, your character is everything that you say that you are. If you say that you're going to do something, then do that, because your character is going to reflect that. If you're not going to do something, then don't do that, so that people can begin to see what type of person you are as it relates to your character. And as it relates to my emotions, you can get pulled into any type of, we talked about moments earlier.
Yeah.
Moments can have a whole lot to do with your emotions, because they're tied to what you feel like is going on at that particular moment.
Yes.
So your attitude is going to reflect whatever that particular moment is. And it goes back to the young lady that says, well, you say excellent. Well, how can you say excellent every single time or all throughout the day? When moments occur, moments can pull your emotions and cause you to feel not excellent, can cause you to feel like you want to, I'm going to let you know what I say.
I'm a roll my neck, baby.
Type thing. Or I want to pull back and I want to shut down. And I used to be a shutdowner. So I absolutely know all of those, you know, those emotions can, those moments can play into it. So I can say that I can identify with each and every one.
So now when we think that in Michelle, who's also participating via our chat on Blog Talk Radio, also when I asked that question, do any of these experiences describe how you really perceive attitude about yourself? And she said, absolutely, yes. Okay, and so we know what kind of person Michelle is. Having never met her, we've chatted and communicated through emails and different things, but we've never met her. I've talked to her. She's called into the show. But I can venture to say that this woman is probably, she's very professional. The words that she gave me, she's ethical. She believes that attitude and personality, she demonstrates it through her personality. She's probably very happy-go-lucky. She's going to get it taken care of. Why? Because these were also her perceptions. Now, what I want to do, because I said that attitude is, and this is why, women, you have to get control of your attitude and become master of your emotions. And Michelle says, yeah. Oh, hey, Michelle, you see us. Hey, girl. Michelle's watching on Ustream, too. She sees us. And but anyway, she said the things I just said about her were also very true. Now, here's another thing I want to talk about is that when we talk about our attitude, I'm going to give you some scenarios because this is really about you taking control of your emotions, becoming a master of your emotions so that you can begin to manage your life so much better. And I'm going to show you how attitude is simply a mental construct. It's the way we think about things, and then we actually reflect our attitude on the outside through our actions and our, you know, the way we speak or communicate. And if I could change your attitude, and often it changes with new information. So we're going to talk about, and I'm going to use Shauna as the person that I'm asking the questions about the scenario. And I want you to listen carefully. So here's the first scenario, okay? And most of these we've been in, and I tried to choose things that you could see very quickly. So here's scenario one, but these scenarios will demonstrate how beliefs, thoughts, feelings, or experiences can shift your attitude. Because, see, attitudes shift immediately with new information, and that's why we have them. That's why when you hear a certain thing and you're doing just fine throughout the day and you hear some information, you get this shift in your attitude. Why? Because somebody has impacted your beliefs and your thoughts and your feelings about a certain thing. So here is scenario one. You are having breakfast, Shauna, in a restaurant, and you placed an order for bacon and eggs, and I know you don't like eggs, but just stay with the scenario, asking specifically that the eggs be cooked as dry as the desert, okay? The server arrives with your plate over which your eggs are running messily. Now, I mean, they are all over the plate. Mm-hmm. You bring the mistake to the server's attention, and he immediately acknowledges the error, apologizes, and takes your plate back to the serving window, asking the chef to put the eggs back on the griddle. The chef reacts angrily, accusing the server of making the second mistake on an order that day. The server responds, "No, you made the mistake. The ticket says, cook, well done." How would you describe the attitude of the server and the chef? And how will the way they handled the situation affect your attitude? And remember, you're still sitting in that restaurant waiting hungrily for your breakfast. So how's your attitude been affected?
Okay, so I've witnessed the conversation between the chef and the server.
Yes.
I would probably, knowing me now, I would probably be very sympathetic toward the server.
Okay.
I would, because he only went to try to correct the problem.
All right.
The chef, something must have occurred. I don't know if he's, I mean, he's using the files of the fact that the gentleman messed up before.
Mm-hmm.
So he's responding to him off of something that's passed. So he's kind of like the Buddhist that held on to the woman all the way down 4 hours down the road.
So, but how has this affected your attitude? You came in happy-go-lucky, ready to have a meal, and what happened to your attitude?
Well, I can only, my attitude would probably have been affected when he came with the wrong eggs, especially if I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Because if I'm hungry, sometimes my sweetheart says my attitude is not so good because I'm hungry. I'm ready to eat. And now I got to wait another 10, 12 minutes for you to cook my eggs right, man.
Get it right. Get it right. Get it right the first time. All
yes,
right. So now let's look at this. Now I'm going to give you some new information about the same scenario. And I want you to tell me how you view things now. Okay, so here's that scenario again. Michelle says her attitude is great, but hurry up with my food.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? She's sticking with her. She's sticking with her whole ideology about attitude, that she's happy, she's personality driven. Look, that's cool, but man, bring my food. Okay. So here we have in scenario one, here's the scenario again, but it's got just a little bit of new information, and I want you to listen carefully and share with me if anything happens for you and what happens, okay? So you're having breakfast at a restaurant. You placed an order for your bacon and eggs, asking specifically that the eggs be cooked as dry as the desert. The server brings your plate, and even though you specifically asked that your eggs be cooked as dry as the desert, the eggs are runny and slimy. You catch the server's attention, and he immediately acknowledges the error, apologizes, and removes the plate. He takes it to the serving window and asks the chef to put the eggs back on the griddle. The chef responds that this was the server's second mistake on an order that day. The server responds, no, you made the mistake. The ticket says, cook, well done. He then returns to the table and apologizes to you for the exchange you just witnessed, explaining that it's the chef's first week on the job, and he's still somewhat nervous and prone to making mistakes. How do you feel about the scenario now?
Now you want to be at, now I would probably want to be at peace and just give him all the time that he needs. I'd probably be just fine, and if someone was with me, I'd turn to him and start a conversation.
So
drink
now,
my water and leave it alone.
So how different is your response from the first response?
Because now I'm not focused on me. Because before, I'm focused on me being hungry. If I walked in hungry, I need some nutrition. But now with the new information, you're
yes.
not concerned about yourself. Now your heart really goes out to this gentleman who just started, really wants to make a good impression or really wants to do well, but is just nervous. So you got to give the brother some grace.
So now we got grace. So do you understand that nothing has changed, really? The only thing that's really changed in this situation is the fact that you got a little more information. And this is how our attitudes are affected every single day. I want to welcome Bishop Net News Weekly to the show. We're talking about branding. You can also watch us on UstreamTV.com, where we are talking about, we're doing this radio, and you can see us live there as well. But we're talking about brand new attitudes, so you want to stay with us and get involved in this conversation. And we're also sharing information from an upcoming book called Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dreams, of which Anna McCoy is the author.
Woo-hoo!
And so some of the information that you are hearing today is coming from this book. So Bishop Net News, or you can just share with me what your name is and let me know. So let me share with you also is that we want to know what you think, and if you want to call into the show, you can call us by calling the call-in number, which is 718-664-6402, if you'd like to share your comments with us. And where were we? Because, you know, I'm working on the Internet and doing this, too. All right, Ms. Deidre, thank you so much for joining us. And that's a lot shorter to say than the Bishop Weekly. All right? So if you want to join us, you can do so. But we were talking about these scenarios and how your attitude really shifts. And we saw that even with Shauna, that her attitude shift. And what I want to share with you today, ladies, is that your attitude is the gap that extends between what you really think about a person or a situation and your ability to master your emotions in response to how you think or feel about that person. So do you understand that? And the difference is that, you know what? What comes to us is also what we give out to the world. And what I mean by that is that if I have a great attitude at all times, regardless of where I was in this scenario, if I have a great attitude, the gap that really exists between what I'm really experiencing right now, and if we can begin to take this posture in what we do, it will help us from reacting so quickly and really becoming master of our emotions. And so what I want you to think about is that when you get into a situation, I want you to think about attitude. So, Shauna, when you think about that and start to embrace this concept that your attitude is really an external reflection of what's going on inside of you. Now, if that's the case, then there's a little bit of a gap that exists between what you are taking in from that experience. You remember the little gap is that it's like if you've ever used video conferencing on the Internet, you know that delayed response. Mm. The delayed response will give you enough time to make up your mind and determine what type of reaction you're going to allow to reflect on your screen of life when it comes to your attitude.
Yes.
And I'm saying, okay, ladies, we're going to stop behaving like some fools and just crazy women, that we're going to start to become women who will master our emotions. And the way we do that is to understand that the gap, when we talk about our attitude, it is just simply this gap between my thoughts in what I'm experiencing from the outside world and what I'm really willing to give back to them.
Yes. That's good.
Well, tell them what you got, Shauna.
I can remember a time when I was working, and Uncle Eric says to me, he says, Shauna, how you doing? I said, oh, I'm okay. He said, don't let the strong man get you, Shauna. Don't let the strong man get you. And immediately, now this is a foul for me, because immediately everything in me rose up. Because what he was saying to me is just what you're saying, is master those emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Don't allow what's going on right now to make you tired. We got things to do. Keep moving.
And I'm sure that was at a time where it was late. We were working very hard in a situation. This is where it counts, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we start out early in the morning, the first thing you get to work, you're excited. You're ready to get on with life. And then somebody says something to you, and all of a sudden life really doesn't matter that much. And I tell you, one of the things that Deirdre shared with us through our chat is that mastering your emotions is vital in gaining personal and professional success.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about today, ladies, is that branding your attitude. You know what? I work with a lot of people. We work with a number of people in our company. And even people who don't have the best experience, mm-hmm. they don't have the greatest resume, but something about that attitude. And we're like, is that for real? Are you going to have that kind of attitude every single day when you come in here? Well, then you're a person that I could probably work with.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably work with you well. So, again, you're listening to Anna the Real McCoy with my sidekick, Shauna Stallworth. I'm the founder of Woman Act Now. You want to visit womanactnow.com. If you're enjoying this show, we want to encourage you to mark us as a favorite on your Blog Talk Radio profile. Share this program with friends. You're free to go back and listen to the programs or even drop our radio program. If you have a website, you can embed it in your website. But you've got to go to Woman Act Now because we're doing a big conference in January in Atlanta, Georgia, where I will be the keynote speaker. I have so much information for you women. I'm not going to load up my conference with a lot of speakers because I got plenty to say myself. Do you hear me? Are you hearing me? Okay, and I may have a couple of other people, but the majority of this conference is about you gaining personal success, you discovering things like our attitude, things like branding and really becoming the best that you can be, interacting with us and getting you, putting you up front, putting you on stage, say, girl, what? Who are you? What do you do different? What's the unique way you do it? Is it your attitude? Is it the way you work? What is it? And that's what we're going to be talking about in January in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. So we're broadcasting actually from Dallas, Texas, but our conference will be in Atlanta, Georgia. So you do not want to miss it. You want to be a part of it. So I want to hear from all of you. Look, I am so passionate about your personal success. Whether I know you, Michelle's my friend. I hadn't even met her yet, but I'm going to meet her, and I'm going to love on her, I'm going to hug her, everything. You know what I'm saying? So, Deirdre, you want to be there too, girl, because, listen, my destiny in life is helping women be their personal best, but not only that, holding you accountable to being your personal best. I don't know what organization that you can be a part of other than Woman Act Now that has, first of all, the systems. Secondly, we have the heart, we have the passion, we have the coaches who are holding you accountable. Don't tell us you're going to do something and you don't do it because we're calling you, we're chatting you, we're video mailing you to say, wait a minute, girl, where you at? How come we didn't see you? Why didn't you meet your agreement? You didn't keep your word. And remember, this is, I don't have an agenda with you. It's your agenda for your own personal success. So when we talk about that attitude, how can we begin to maintain and develop a healthy attitude? What are some of the things you think we can do, Shauna?
Change your mind.
Change your mind.
Change your mind and be conscious of the internal conflict that's going on the inside when you receive that information because it's that conflict that's going to cause you to react out. So if you're conscious about that conflict, don't speak, don't move, don't react. Until that is totally under submission, so that when you react, you're giving off the positive influence and the positive responses that you want somebody else to receive. Because nobody needs to benefit from what's going on the inside unless it's a good conflict. Because if it's not a good conflict, keep that to yourself. Give them what's good, what's light, what's positive. Give them that because you want to reflect goodness. I wanted some positive energy.
All of this energy Coach Anna is giving us today, you want to reflect that. You want that to be so that people can begin to speak, boy, look at that. That's what I want to be like, because that's what the world needs more of. And if more ladies begin to reflect positiveness, on beat, I'm excellent every day, and you're responding, you're reacting out of that place, where will we go? Well, think about this for a moment. I'm always trying to push the envelope as it relates to the thought process. Is that, you know what? I think that we've bought into bad behavior.
Yes.
Okay, which helps us to define our attitude. And as a result of that, I am really interested in changing and shifting. Who said, for instance, how can I deal with a bad situation with a good attitude?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I want to understand. And I asked Shauna, who's worked with me for several years, we were in one of our Woman Act Now meetings, and asked her, what about, how do I deal with you when things, I mean, because sometimes we make mistakes, sometimes we make big mistakes, and what attitude do I demonstrate to you that shows you, you know, how do I deal with bad situations?
Mm-hmm.
What's my attitude like?
It's okay. But your mindset always shows that you're constantly moving forward. Okay, what can we do now? Because you're taking it in, but you're processing where we're going to move, how are we going to fix it, what are we going to do. That's what I get. That's what you get. If you were to deal with her, you would get, okay, we got to move forward to the next step because we can't stay here. We got to figure out how we're going to work this out so that we can get the result that we're really looking for. And then we move on.
Well, you know, one of the principles of this is, listen, dealing with a bad situation with a great attitude is the very first thing that you can do is that you can take this attitude or take this posture or this mindset, never play the blame game. If you'll start with that, no matter what happens to you, never start from the place of blaming someone else. Okay, and it doesn't mean you accept responsibility, but I'm just saying just don't start from that place of blaming someone else. And if, no matter what's going on, because, you know, we hit all sorts of bad situations, and one of the worst things that I can think of that all of us probably experience is the fact that if we're driving down the street and we have an accident, it's a bad situation. A lot of people deal with it with a very bad attitude because they jump out of the car, and initially, before anything, they're already in the blame game. Whether it's relational, it's in the blame game. And one of the things that I've learned, the principle that I live by, is looking at every situation, but don't jump into the blame game. Just take a step back and say, okay, this is what it is. I know this is how it happened. But what are we going to do to move forward? How can we rectify the situation? And you know what, ladies? This actually helps me to take control of my emotions, to take control of my emotions. So, Deidre, I see that you've added something that it is never someone else. It is always how we react to someone else. And that's exactly what I'm saying is that, you know what? I'm mastering my emotions by choosing. I want you to be careful to listen to this. By choosing, you have to be conscious, women, to choose not to play that blame game. It doesn't matter what your situation is, and that will keep you in your lane. You know, haven't you been hearing that a lot? You know, stay in your lane.
That's right.
Stay in your lane, ladies. So I think that's very appropriate. But let me share with you also some ways that we can, and we talked about, just to recap, maintaining a healthy attitude requires that we do the following. We talked about mastering your emotions. Let me tell you something, ladies, and it's also in the book. I was in sales years ago in a corporate company with Pitney Bowes and Dictaphones Corporation, and I had gone into a meeting with a client, and the man lost his mind. He had a very bad attitude. And he literally lost his mind. And, you know, I was sitting there, and I was thinking, I'm about to lose my mind, too. But I learned this principle from my mentor, and that was, I will be master of my emotions, for greater is he that lives in me than the evil that lives in the world. When I kept quoting that to myself, I was sitting there and I kept speaking those words, I will be master of my emotions, for greater is he that is in me than the evil that is in the world. Because I recognized in talking to that man that evil was present, that his attitude was reflective of evil. And so I just kept saying to myself, and I never changed the expression on my face, I will be master of my emotions, for greater is he that is in me than the evil that is in the world. When I got my opportunity to speak to him after he went on his raving rant and tirade, I just simply stood up, I pulled out my business card, and I said, thank you so much for your time, but it sounds like you're not interested in speaking with me today. Because of your attitude, I would prefer that you speak to my boss. And I simply left. But can you imagine my reaction in a different way? Mm-hmm. But what it showed me is I was growing in my ability to master my emotions. Now, number two is we're talking about the healthy ways that you can begin to master your emotions and also begin to have a really healthy perspective on attitude. You remember, attitude is a mental construct, and it shifts with new information. You know, attitude is an engine that runs on emotional fuel and shifts gears to adjust with new information. So the next thing is that make sure that the decisions you make are based on facts. Now, remember when we were in that scenario, we were talking about that, but again, the scenario, once Shauna got new information, her whole body changed. Her whole perspective changed because now she began to understand that, wait a minute, I don't have all the facts, but now that I have these new facts, I'm going to have a little, I'm going to give the brother some grace. So again, the next one is make decisions based on facts. Number three, we talked about the moment. Live in the moment, being careful not to judge others without understanding. And of course, that goes right back to that whole idea of don't play the blame game. Just be in the moment. Look at the facts. Look at this whole situation. You got to remember, ladies, your attitude is simply a reflection of all of the internal anxiety or whatever is going on in the inside of you. And we're going to learn to be women that master our emotions. Mm-hmm. And why is it really benefit to do that? It's a benefit to master those emotions so that you can get the best out of life. It's not just let me just, you know, everybody else got an attitude, so why do I have to? I said, so that you can get the best. Remember, we talked about the best of life is what life has to offer you and what you have to offer life. So, all right, Michelle, we really appreciate you listening today and joining in with us, and we'll see you on next week, and we hope to see you in Atlanta too. So, again, that's one of our listeners. She's got to go, and I'd like to welcome Mindy to the show. We're talking about brand new attitude. If you want to watch us live, we are on Ustream TV. You can look up Woman Act Now and listen to us live there. But we're talking about attitude, and right now we have a few minutes left on our show, and I'm talking about what are those things that will help you have a healthy mindset and perspective about attitude. And then the next one is being positive and optimistic. Shauna talked about what's really important is showing and projecting a very positive attitude in the worst of situations. Let me tell you something. One thing that's beautiful about having a great attitude is that you will draw people to you. You will draw opportunities and situations to you that you cannot even understand. So what's the payoff? The payoff is so much greater in taking control of your attitude. I want to welcome God's Anointed Ministries to our show. You're listening to Woman Act Now Radio, and we're talking about brand new attitude today. Listen, ladies, we've got to take it to a whole nother level when it talks about being and living your personal best. You know, living life as usual is no longer acceptable. You've got to be unique in who you are. All month, you've got to go back and listen to those shows on branding. I mean, we've had some great guests who shared just some very, very good information, but branding is so important in times and economic times and conditions like we have today. You are going to have to be extinct. You don't have an excuse to fit into the crowd anymore. You're going to have to raise your level of excellence. No longer can we just be mediocre. And the way we do that is we began to excel in our attitude. And, you know, we talked about at the beginning of the show about all the cliches about your attitude determines your altitude and all of these different things. But let me tell you something. It's more than that. You've got to really begin to understand what is this attitude all about. Attitude is not something out there, and it's not just existing out there in the world, ladies. It is your mental construct. And you know what? It is going to set you apart, as our friend Deirdre has shared with us on our chat. It's going to set you apart from the rest of the crowd. And that's what branding is all about. What is going to make you different? And I'm telling you, if you brand that attitude of yours, you begin to embrace some of these principles, you're going to have to go back and listen to this over, because I know I shared entirely too much meat for you just to get on this one show. So I want to also remind you, for those who are listening, when you do go back, we did have some technical difficulties at the beginning of the show, but we did make it past that. So just fast forward past that and get to the meat of the issue, because this is about your life. This is about your purpose. This is about you being the best that you can be in every situation. And I'm telling you that your attitude is what's going to make the difference. Another thing is that believe the best in all situations. That's another thing that you can begin to embrace. So far, I've shared at least five things that you can do. One, master your emotions. Number two, make your decisions based on facts. And you know what, ladies? We're not animals. You know, animals are stimulated, they're responded. They respond. We are human beings with minds that are so powerful, that minds that can embrace and take in so much information, so you don't have an excuse anymore in saying, I don't have time. I want you to think about something. Now is the amount of time that you can hold a conscious thought before it passes into your past memory. So what I want you to think about now is about 0 to 2 to 5 seconds. So when you're faced with a challenge, I want you to count to 0, 0, 1, 0, 1002, 1003, 1004, 1005. Do you see how much time has passed? Time passes, and it's enough time for you to fill the gap so that you can give the right reflection to the world, that your attitude is simply a reflection of what's going on inside of you internally. And most of us, we're stimulated by our outside, by a person, by a thing, by a situation, or by something that challenges our belief system. And immediately we respond to it rather than saying 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004, 1005, because that's going to give you enough time to be able to get that reflection the way you want it to be so the world can see it. Because we've talked about, please go back and listen to some of the other shows, we talked about your brand new reputation, that more people will know you than you think know you simply by your reputation. So I don't want you to get lost in the fact, and I think that we want to build the best reputation we can. We're going to be talking about in all of our communications and Woman Act Now for the rest of the month. You can go to womanactnow.com, but we will be talking about getting business to come to you, talking about marketing and sales and different things. And I'm going to be sharing some great tools that you can use to maximize your business opportunities, your relationships. So you want to stay tuned, and certainly stay tuned to our programs for the remaining of the month. Another thing that I want to add to this about your healthy, having a healthy mindset when it comes to your attitude is ask yourself if a situation or problem is personal. If it isn't, let it go. For instance, one of the things you said, Shauna, was that in the scenarios that we shared at the beginning, and we shared a scenario where it was one situation and we changed the information, but same situation, and Shauna shifted. Because one of the things you said was what? If it's not personal, you said no longer was it personal to me. And I'm saying is that look at the situation. What does it have to do with you? When you're in the grocery line and somebody starts to go on off and they have a bad attitude, is it personal or are they just short of staff? What are you going to do? Let it go, ladies. Number 7, pursue excellence in everything that you do. See, these are just simple principles that say to us, if I can just embrace some of this, this is how I live my life, ladies. Anybody who knows me can vouch for me. I have a great reputation when it comes to being a woman of integrity, a woman of character, a woman of caring, a woman of concern, a woman of promotion, of promoting others. I have a great reputation. You know, I don't have to worry about what others are going to say for me. You know why? Because I live these principles in my life. I've learned to master my emotions. I make my decisions on facts. I want to get all the information before I'm jumping on anybody's bandwagon. I want to think for myself. I don't buy into other people's attitudes. In fact, you know that person in the grocery store, I just look the other way and frankly look the other way and go find a manager and ask them, listen, there are 20 people in this line. What can you do about it? I am not the passive one to sit by and say, oh, I'm the victim. No, ma'am. I am going to ask the question. And Deirdre say, she says, I've learned to do that too, to ask myself in the perspective of all that life means to me, does this incident really call for me to become negative? Oh, Deirdre, I really like that. Let me say that again. She says she's learned that in everything she does in her life, and Deirdre is one of our listeners who's listening by chat and responding to us, is that she's learned to take that perspective and say, you know what, do I need to respond negative to this situation or can I be positive? And I venture to say that Deirdre is going to choose the positive way to respond to that. So, again, we want to encourage you, ladies, is that life has more to offer. We have more to offer in Woman Act Now. We're giving our annual conference, our first conference in Atlanta, Georgia. I am coming out with a book that is being distributed by a national publisher that is called Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dream. And some of the principles that I share with you today are coming directly out of that book. And, I mean, I've gotten great responses from executives across this country who have read this book and the meat that it contains. And I'm only interested in you being your very best, living your best life, and not just doing that, but telling you to do it. I'm interested in showing you how to do it and holding you accountable to be the best that you can be.
That's good. And we want to invite you to also join us at www.womanactnow.com. And we want to invite you to join us on our 15 Minutes of Destiny calls. They're every Monday at 12 noon. That's Central Standard Time. You can get that information from womanactnow.com. And we'd love to see you back here next Thursday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time for the Real McCoy Show on Blog Talk Radio. So please come back and invite your friends. And we also want to encourage you to join us or add us as a favorite to your Blog Talk Radio list. And that you can call us with your questions at 718-664-6402. Again, that number is 718-664-6402.
Well, let me tell you, ladies, we are on every Thursday, as Shauna shared, every Thursday at 1 o'clock. Also, let me tell you something. If any of you, when you look at our topics, you look at if you become a member, we're always reaching within our organization looking for talent, looking for experts, looking for women who can communicate with other women and share your wealth of knowledge. And if you are a woman and you know that you have certain things, maybe you've written a book or maybe you have a passion about a certain topic, please send us an email because we'd be happy to have you on our show. We also want to invite you, when you go to womanactnow.com, is what you'll see on the very first page. You do not have to be a member to participate. But we have what we call as our 15 Minutes to Destiny calls. Ladies, you do not want to miss those. Because, see, the principle of 15 Minutes to Destiny is, are you willing to give 15 minutes of your life to your dream, to be a person of action? And if you are, what you're going to find on those 15 Minutes to Destiny calls, you will see that we're charging you up every Monday at 12 Central Time. And you can join that call at no cost. You don't have to be a member. The only thing, the benefit for members is they get to listen to the archive programs. That's a part of the benefit. The other thing is that you can pre-order the book, Woman Act Now, in support of Anna McCoy and the book. You can pre-order that now on Amazon.com. We're actually starting our pre-orders. We just put it up on our website on yesterday, on our member site. It's going to be added to our public site soon. But you can go right to Amazon.com, order your book, honey, because you're going to see me on something. Let me tell you, girls, you are going to see me, whether it's Today Show, Good Morning America, Oprah, I don't care who it is, but I have a message for women, and that will encourage and empower you to live that personal life, that personal best life, or live your best life through real tools that will help you to execute on your ideas and your dreams. So I just want to thank you for listening and thank you for supporting us. We're going to have information about the conference coming to you real soon. It doesn't matter where you live. We do one-day intensives with Coach Anna McCoy that are personal success trainings. We have one coming up September the 25th, and we'll have a couple of more before I hit my book tour in January of 2008. So, again, you're loved and appreciated, and thank you so much for listening to The Real McCoy Show. We'll talk to you soon. God bless.